Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a beautiful Wednesday in the Delaware Valley. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Man, I know it's not going to the weather's not staying, I don't think, forever, right? But
yes, it is a beautiful Wednesday.
So it is officially a Wednesday. The Wednesdays are over.
They are over.
Jack Fritz, they are over.
Thursday's tomorrow.
Yeah, we will decide if it's going to be a Thursday or a Hearst Day. Let's,
or Lance Day or...
Yeah, it could be a Lance Day,
Fields,
right?
Fields Friday.
It would be weird, though, a Trey Day. It usually is a Trey Day Tuesday.
I like that.
What about the Trey Train if Trey Lance came here? Anyway, and we will continue to be talking about whether the Eagles are going to be drafting a quarterback or not. Let's keep it here, right? Like, so what exactly should the Eagles do in the offseason? Because, like, as everybody knows, the Eagles are significantly over the salary cap, one of the worst cap situations, the worst cap situation in the league. So they will need to trim their payroll. They will need to trim salaries. They will need to restructure. But you're not going to get around without cutting some guys, right? Like, you can do restructuring, you can do this, you can do that. Here's what I'm here to say. I don't want them to restructure. I don't want to say, okay, hey, Brandon Brooks, let's give you some new money, let's restructure your contract so you, Alshon Jeffrey style. Like, listen, Alshon was here last year because they restructured the contract, they gave him money because they were trying to use that for cap room, and thus guaranteeing the salary for Alshon Jeffrey next year, and they're going to take a dead cap hit this year for him. So with guys like Brandon Brooks, with guys like Lane Johnson, even Jason Kelce, who it feels like he's either retiring or he's got like a year left, or they're going to trade him. With guys like that, they've been great Eagles, right? Like, I appreciate their service to the Eagles. They've been great players. They'll be a part of a legacy of a team that won the Super Bowl, but I'm not restructuring contracts of older players. That's just going to remove some of that cap. The cap hit this year, and then you're going to have to be forced keeping them down the road. It's just time to finally trim the fat and do it the right way. And more or less, like Brandon Brooks, like, sorry, man, see ya. Mm. Lane Johnson, sorry, man, see ya. Mm. Anybody that's on this team, for the most part, that's not on a rookie contract or doesn't have a reasonable contract, or guys that you just can't get rid of because, you know, it's going to cost you more money to get rid of or whatever, I am ready to tear this down Sam Hinkie process style, Ike Reese. And I'm not saying that they need to be bad for 4 or 5 years, but to start, anything that's been here that's not living up to the contract, that isn't the player that they used to be, even a guy like Brandon Graham. I love Brandon Graham. I consider Brandon a friend. It would hurt for him to leave. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry. Like, everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. In my plan, everybody's gone, and then you build it up. You tear it down, and you tear it down to where there's nothing left, and you build it back up. And you know what? You might end up getting a franchise quarterback. You might end up getting the first pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You might end up if Jalen Hurts becomes the quarterback. Then you can trade that pick and get even more draft assets. It's time to really rebuild this team and do it the right way. I'm afraid they're going to still have the nostalgia, and they're still going to want to compete and get wins. I don't care about wins next year. I care about building this team properly for the future. Tear it down, Sam Hinkie style, like.
Listen, I hear you, and I heard the midday show, and it got me to thinking. Listen, Elliot wrote a great article with seven steps to rebuild the Eagles, and there are some things, some food for thought in there, right? I'm not going to say it's just crazy. It's a crazy idea, you know, eating contracts, restructuring contracts, all that. I think there is some middle ground in there, whereas the Eagles – they certainly have to be thinking along those lines of what you're saying and what Elliot wrote about, what I believe John Ritchie was trying to say on the midday show. They do have to have that in mind. But here's what I would say, and only the Eagles know this, because here's where I'm sort of going to give a little pushback on that. Jalen Hurts, and here's why. Hear me out on this. If I'm looking at the 2021 season, what's the biggest thing I need to get out of this season if I'm the Eagles? I would imagine it's finding out whether or not Jalen Hurts is the guy moving forward, right? If they're going to give him an opportunity to show whether or not he is the right guy or he's not, then I would say you got to give him a fair opportunity to strip the team down and not to have any veteran talent, which is really all of their good players. Most of their young players are unproven, certainly haven't done it for a full season where you're ready to say, boom, that's my guy. I mean, Miles Sanders is the closest thing. And has he played 16 games yet? Does he give you more than 15 touches in a game? Two consecutive weeks without getting injured. So I can't even say with Miles that he is a sure thing. And he plays a position that you're going to be stuck trying to figure out, do I give him an extension and invest more money there, or do I get another running back? So I have to make sure I give Jalen Hurts enough of a roster that I can get a clear look at what he is as a player. That means he has to have a better than serviceable offensive line, right? You can't ask him to play from 10 points down and beyond and put the whole offense on his shoulders, and he has to throw just to give you an opportunity to be in games. So I say that to say they're going to have to pick and choose wisely with some of these veterans. Brandon Graham is a guy, is a Eagle staple to me. Damn his salary, his personality, his leadership, his hardship, what he's gone through, being here longer than anybody else, and still being productive coming off his first Pro Bowl season. I'm keeping Brandon Graham around here. He is good for the Eagles to be in the locker room. You're coming off a lot of uncertainty. You just stripped the quarterback of being your leader. He's out of here. The quarterback is normally the leader. Well, what if Jalen Hurts isn't playing well? Now who is your leader? He can't lead if he's not playing well. People may like him, but he can't be a leader not playing well. So you're going to need veterans to help Nick Sirianni out. You need veterans on this team. Lane Johnson is another one who I think is good for the Eagles culture. He's good for young players. If he can stay healthy, and damn, you've already restructured his contract 20 times, I think he's already here. Now, some of these other guys, I'm okay with, you know, even a Slay. You got to be careful with Darius Slay. What are you getting for him if you get rid of him? Is he more beneficial to you or on somebody else's roster? I know they aren't ready to win anything significantly next year. But, again, Jalen Hurts, finding out what he is a top priority. And while you may not be the cream of the crop in the NFC East, you want to at least give him an opportunity to compete every week. I mean, if he doesn't have anything around him, if you can't protect him, if he's running for his life, how effective can he be as a quarterback? How good can he look? And when he's running for his life, he can't be mechanically sound. That's when you start to lose all your technique and your fundamentals of playing a position, and you're just playing backyard football. And that's what he got into as he continued to play the rest of the season. You want to do that for 16 games? Well, you better put an offensive line in front of him that can actually block. You better give him a running game, a semblance of a running game. Now, the receivers, they're all young. We got rid of the old guys. I'm fine there. But I would be a little hesitant on the offensive line particularly before I'm ready to get rid of guys, because you want to give Jalen Hurts an opportunity to succeed. If you don't think he's the guy, then, yeah, go ahead and strip it down. But if you're really trying to evaluate Jalen Hurts and see who he is as a quarterback, then you got to give him something to play with.
I would actually make the case the offensive line, while I agree you want to give Jalen Hurts a fighting chance to figure out exactly what he is. Mailata, Driscoll, Seumalo, Dillard, another draft pick.
I'm not comfortable with any one of those names you just said.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I would do. You figure out if Dillard can play. You figure out what Mailata is. You get another year of Driscoll. Seumalo is probably your center of the future. You need another draft pick. Fletcher Cox, bye-bye. Darius Slay, see ya. The linebackers are all young players. They don't matter. But anybody with a significant salary that also has some type of value – get the value, get the draft pick, and then Howie and his staff have to figure out how to rebuild this team. He needs more darts than the average person, Ike. He needs more than just the one dart. Like, you need a lot of darts for him to throw for you to hit. So that's what I'm trying to do. All right, like Miles Sanders. Is Miles Sanders going to be re-signed long-term? Are you going to sign him to a new contract? If not, move him. Right? Move him. If you're not going to sign him long-term, if you know, like, all
who
right.
Who
knows,
our running back?
Who cares? Draft somebody. Who was the running back last year in a lot of different places? Rookies,
Boston
undrafted
Scott.
Rookies. Well, I can't just be
Boston
Scott. Right, but like other places that had, like for instance, Christian McCaffrey goes down. Mm-hmm. Right, Mike Davis stepped in. He was really good.
Yeah.
The rookie down in Jacksonville, Robinson, he stepped in. He was really good. You can find these guys. You just have to look. You have to find them.
Yeah, but they do a better job finding them early.
Howie has.
I don't trust him trying to find a running back in the fourth and fifth round.
All right, we'll open up the phone lines. Are you ready to trust the process Eagle style? 215-592-9494. TTP, hashtag, trust the process, Ike. Because here's my worry, that they're going to try to remain too competitive without really, really digging in and breaking this down. They're going to want to keep guys, even though they know that they need to move on. They're not going to want to make the tough decisions on some of the Super Bowl guys.
The only way that losing games shouldn't matter is if you decided Hurts is not the quarterback and winning games don't matter, and we're going to pick a quarterback next year. If Hurts is your guy moving forward, then quite frankly, I'm not saying you have money to spend to go out and sign guys as a free agent. You're trying to push your chips to the middle of the table and trying to win a Super Bowl. But you should put the best team on the field that you are capable of putting out there. You want to get Jalen Hurts started off on the right foot. That's what you want to do.
All right, we'll start on the phones next. 215-592-9494. Complete start over. Trust the process, or you got to keep some of the older pieces. Whoop, and the phone line's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Marks and Reese, we are back. Who's ready to trust the process again, Ike?
Yeah.
Optionality.
Well,
that's what you need. You need options.
I mean, listen, they're already there. You think the Eagles actually – here's the one thing that I know about the Eagles, man. They don't like having these back-to-back seasons like this.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they just went through a season of winning four games. So they don't want to go through another season of winning three or four games. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go all in. I don't even know if they can do that. They can't do anything to try to go all in to win 9, 10, 11, 12 games. But they're damn sure going to try to squeeze as many wins out of this roster as they possibly can. And they should. Listen, if you get past this draft and you feel like none of these quarterbacks are worth moving up or selecting – and you're going to go with Jalen Hurts, then you got to give Jalen Hurts an opportunity to succeed. continue to move forward with him. And that means you have to start building a culture around him that is about competitiveness and going out there and trying to win every football game. None of this send him out there with whatever you have left on your roster and you know what? We get a high draft pick next year.
Yep.
Why? To take a quarterback?
Maybe.
To take a quarterback? Well, yeah, I'm sure he'll be excited about that.
Derek Barnett, bye-bye. Javon Hargrave, I don't even think you can cut him.
Nope.
Fletcher Cox, trade. The linebackers are fine. Slay, trade. I mean, Rodney McLeod, I don't know what kind of market there would be. He wouldn't be back on this team.
I think he's injured.
It's going to be like he's
Did
hoping.
He tear his Achilles or something?
It was a major injury.
It was something.
Yeah, it was a major injury. So he's not likely to be healthy or teams aren't going to be like, yeah, right. Give me him to start the season. Pretty much the entire offensive line gone. Dallas Goedert still under his rookie contract. I would let him play. I'd play it out with him unless there's you know people want him on the market. I'm really it'd be Jalen Hurts and maybe Miles Sanders left standing on the offense. What do I care? I mean, other than the receivers, are all young in a rookie contract.
Yeah, they've already got rid of the two older receivers.
Right,
they've already done that.
So they're going to be there. You're not going to add to that. You already have it unless you're going to draft somebody, right? Like, and then you have draft picks to fill in some of these gaps. And then you know what? You're just going to stink. You're just going to stink. And by the way, that's okay. Like,
that's not okay.
I don't care about wins in 2021. I don't.
Well,
I don't.
Should.
I agree with you here.
What are you looking for to not care about wins? Like, what are you looking for? Like, what benefit are the Eagles going to have of just losing games? Unless you're looking for a quarterback, unless there's Trevor Lawrence coming out and we're tanking for Trevor, like, what are we doing? If Jalen is our quarterback, we may as well go out there and try to win as many games as you can.
No, absolutely
it's not.
Not.
It's not the NBA.
But see, here's the thing, and it's where I agree with you that the Eagles don't want to be the team that says, you know what, we don't care. We're going to win. We're going to be 3-14.
No, they're not going to do
that. In 2021.
I know they're not going
to
do that.
They're not just going to say, you know what, we know we're not going to be good, and we're not going to try to improve the team to be competitive. They're going to do what they can. They're going to keep guys around. More importantly, so the team is better, and that's where I have an issue because you shouldn't be kicking the can further into the future to restructure Lane Johnson's contract or to restructure Brandon Brooks' contract. All this kicking in the can in the future is what got you where you are right now. So stop, enough. It needs to stop. Like you really need to have a detailed plan of okay, what are we going to do? And the best option for me is to tear it down. And build it back up. Draft picks, get all the salaries out of here, and then start fresh with young players. Let them get experience. You'll still find out about Jalen Hurts this year.
Not if you can't protect him, you won't.
215-592-9494. Our Twitter question brought to you by...
He won't make it through the year.
Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of your dreams, buy from the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to move on from any veteran they can this offseason and hit the restart button? Yes or no? And right now, most people saying yes, Ike. 67%. Jack Fritz, blow it up?
You can't blow it up. And the thing that ended up hurting the Sixers for the first couple years post-process was they had no idea how to win games. Mm-hmm. Like, whether or not you believe that these guys are the same players they once were, these guys were championship-caliber players. And I think culture is more important in football than in most sports. And I don't think the Eagles can just start from zero with culture. Like, I would say if they did your plan, they would have no shot to win in the next 10 years.
Anytime soon.
Like, the NFL is a different animal than these other sports. Culture matters. And by doing this with a bunch of guys who have never been here before, who's setting the culture? Nick Sirianni? Like Jonathan Gannon? Howie Roseman?
I didn't even know who those first two guys were.
But the head coach, defensive coordinator, like they need to keep some guys around to keep the culture here intact.
And so then when they're gone in a year or two, then everything's great. And I mean that's the thing. Like the guys that we're talking about, maybe Lane stays around because he is in his early 30s and he's a tackle. Maybe Brandon Brooks, I can't imagine is going to be here that much longer. Jason Kelsey's gonna retire at some point, right? Like,
yeah, Kelsey may not be here next year anyway.
Right, you're right. He may not be. Trade. Like, why would he want to stay here? Other than you're gonna do the Ben Roethlisberger thing and bring him back because it's a legacy signing and you want him to finish his career in town. Like, that's the only reason that you would bring a guy like Jason Kelsey back if it's important to him to finish his career as an Eagle. Right? Like,
No, they would bring Jason back because he's the best offensive lineman that they have. They are hoping he's coming back. You think they don't want Jason Kelsey back?
I think they.
Oh, this is a Jason Kelce choice.
I think they should trade him if he wants to still play. I think they trade. I mean, there's nobody that's off the table for me on this team. Nobody.
I hear you.
215-592-9494 to the phones. Go to Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, how are you?
Fantastic press. Could I get one today?
Get him. Hook him up, Jack. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
So your mentality is to pretty much do exactly the same thing that Carson did. The only difference is Carson said, I don't want to deal with this, and he's the villain out of this. So you're saying give Jalen Hurts, who you're already a little skeptical about, a bunch of average or below players and a bunch of rookies, and you expect them to be decent or better? Come on, you're asking us to lose to get better. That's not a winning mentality.
Nope. All I'm saying is that some of the higher priced, expensive, overrated offensive linemen don't come back. It's the same wide receivers. It's probably the same running back if Miles Sanders come back, right? Like, it's not like you're not going to add to the team.
Okay, you got nine. Well, I mean, so what you're also saying is you really don't trust Howie.
Huh?
That's what you're really admitting. Because Howie's been bumbling and fumbling the draft for the last – since he came back. Literally, outside of Carson, and I'll give you Sanders, his draft picks have sucked.
We know that, Malik. Everybody's aware of his draft history, right? You're not breaking any news here. I get it. So, yes, I want more picks. If Howie Roseman's going to be making the picks, yes, it makes more sense to have more picks.
More picks for him to mess up. All right, well, let's go with that.
But I mean, to be fair, he hasn't messed up every pick.
No, let's not go with that, Malik. Let's not go
with that. Oh, I know. I'm about to say, Prez, make sure you give me a double shot daily so I can deal with his ideas.
So Malik, let me ask you a question. In baseball, right, if you gave a 200 hitter 5 at-bats or 4 at-bats, when's he more likely to get a hit, with 5 at-bats or 4 at-bats? With 5 at-bats, because he's hitting 200. The same thing with Howie Roseman. More draft picks, more of a chance to hit.
it's really funny? Since we're playing that if game, it's also more of a chance that he's going to mess him up. Now, here's what you got to think about.
Yeah.
Just imagine we only get one usable player out of this entire draft, right? And everybody else in the 2019 draft is pretty much either going to be gone. The 2018, pretty much gone. The 2017, gone.
Let me ask you a question. Who are you worried about? Who are you worried about leaving? Like, what are we even talking about here? Who are you worried about losing? What player?
What I'm saying is, we're going to be a losing team. We're going to be
a losing team anyway. This is a losing team anyway. Who are you worried about losing?
It's not about losing. I don't want to see us going out and being 3-14 for the next 2-3 years.
Oh, God.
I want us to be 7, 10, 11 game winners.
Right.
That's my mentality.
Yeah. When? Yeah, I do too, but you have to be realistic. Be realistic and not try to get there too soon. That's the problem with where the Eagles are right now, was that the plan wasn't to win the Super Bowl in 2017.
I would be more inclined to go your route if they don't think Jalen, if they know already Jalen isn't the guy. But if they want to find, if they believe in Jalen and they want to give him an opportunity to show that he's the guy, then you got to give him a legitimate chance to show that he's the guy, because you know how this is going to play. The moment they can't win games and this thing gets to 1-4, 2-6, are you kidding me?
It's likely to happen anyway, Ike.
Huh?
That's likely to happen with keeping the offensive line.
I sometimes we talk about this offensive line and the way they played as if we put together the hogs of the late 80s in Washington and early 90s, or those teams in Dallas that won the Super Bowl with Nate Newton and Stepnoski and all those Larry Allen and all those guys. Are you kidding me? I mean, Jordan Mailata, okay, he wasn't a turnstile, but he was far from being a legitimate starting left tackle for 16 weeks. That I'm ready to say, that's my left tackle. He's going to protect my most prized possession on this football team. I saw some nice things. I'm encouraged by it. He's in the NFL. I don't know if he's my starting left tackle.
But he's going to be. Him and Dillard are going to be the starting left tackles.
No, get Dillard out of here. Dillard, he's either a backup guard or his ass can sit over there on the sideline handing out Gatorade to everybody. I don't care. Either way, he is soft as a marshmallow. I don't want him on the field either. Before I let him get on the field, he needs to be in a cage match with somebody. I need to see video of him in a cage match. And actually, he don't need to win the match. I just need to see him in there defending himself, fighting, before
survive.
I let him on a damn football field to protect my quarterback. So forget about Andre Dillard. And who else is there? The rest of those guys are young and still yet unproven. None of them are anywhere close to the level of Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson.
Agreed. But you realize
Sayamalu is the closest thing to being a starter for 16 games. Has he ever started 16? I don't know.
No, last year he was hurt.
Okay.
But, I mean, Mailata's going to be your left.
Which is also why if we don't take Patrick Surtain, I'm taking the offensive tackle with that sixth pick.
And I'd be fine with that. But, outside of that, Mailata's probably your starting tackle next year. If it's not Dillard, who are you putting over there? They showed last year they don't have another one.
Penei Sewell.
Okay, well, that'd be great.
Or Slater.
That'd be great. I mean, that would be awesome. That's another young lineman to put in there and get rid of the old guys.
Well, no, that's not – I mean, no, that's your left tackle. It's not getting rid of an old guy. An old guy we can't get rid of. He has a key card that he keeps coming back.
Mailata to right tackle.
No, he's not going to – Mailata over Lane Johnson?
Jack Driscoll? Let's go to Scott in Dallas. Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Scott.
Up, Scott?
I'm completely with Ike on this one. I think the reason why you kind of have to go with the O-line and let it be is you got to let Hurts at least have time in the pocket. I kind of think about how we let McNabb kind of develop when he was younger, where we didn't really have the weapons, but he had a good O-line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. He had a good O-line that would protect him. And to me, the O-line, you have some good veterans who still, I think, Lane Johnson can still play at a high level. If Brandon Brooks can come back healthy, he should be able to play at a high level. And we have some depth there. It's the one area, I think, that if everybody gets healthy, you can at least say that group should hold up for a few years.
Okay, let's say that you keep the offensive line. What about everybody else?
Well, that's why you start building all the other areas. That's what I think. You got to make sure you get weapons around them. That's what you should start drafting this year. I think you need to look at the defense heavily, potentially look for a defensive end, because I have a feeling you're going to have to move on from – you're possibly going to have to move on from one of the DNs.
Yeah.
You know, and then also cornerback. I think you really need to think about bringing in a corner with one of those high picks.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Scott, appreciate it.
And I know they can use an upgrade at wide receiver. And when I hear the Jamar Chases and Kyle Pitts and Devontae Smith and all that, it's intriguing. But they have more pressing needs than the wide receiver right now.
I agree.
They got more pressing needs than that. And I understand we want that playmaker. I get it. But you better protect that quarterback, or at least give me a playmaker opposite Darius Slay, then maybe we can start picking off some passes, giving our offense some short fields to work with, taking away the football.
Mm.
That's what I like to do.
So outside of Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks, and by the way, Brandon Brooks, I like Brandon Brooks a lot. Like, we're talking about an offensive guard.
And he's been injured the last 2 years.
Yeah. So outside of Lane Johnson, who else on this team that we're talking about that has a large salary is worth keeping? Nobody. There's nobody. The offensive line, no.
Yep.
Gone. Barnett out. Fletcher traded. Like, the linebackers aren't making any money. Like, I'm fine with them.
No.
Right? Like, Slay. I mean, listen, if Slay would have been here 2 years earlier or whatever,
in
a different
time.
Yeah,
it would have been great to have
him in. And now it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here?
That's the only reason I'm on board with moving Slay. Because the team isn't necessarily really ready to win right now, and that gives you a little salary cap relief.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's definitely trending in the other direction.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going straight down.
But, yeah, I agree with that.
All right, Frank. Frank's in Egg Harbor Township. Oh, what happened to you? Frank in Egg Harbor Township. Frank, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Yo.
What's up, Frank?
John, I got to agree with you, man. I don't care if we finish 2 wins. Let's get rid of the team, start from scratch. Unfortunately, the way the salary is built now, you can't do free agency, man. We got to do it through draft. So get rid of the salaries. Let's start from scratch. Let's get some draft picks. I don't want to say sixer way, but you know what? I'm fine with having a bad season or
or maybe two in a row in order to get some draft picks and get to where we got to go.
Hey, Frank, believe me when I tell you, brother, you don't want 3-14, 2-15. Believe me when I tell you, you don't want that, Frank.
I know I don't want it, but we got to get somehow straightened out, man.
Why can't we get straightened out going 7-9? I got to get used to this extra.
I hate it.
7-10, 8-9. Why can't we get better doing that? Why can't we pick Justin Jefferson at 21? Why do we have to pick him at number 4? Like, why do we have to be up in the top 5 to get a good player? Damn it, start picking players. You can't actually get good players later in a round. That's a great idea. Right?
All right, Frank, appreciate it.
All right, you can't get Justin Jefferson at 21, CeeDee Lamb at 17.
Right.
Like, that did happen.
Yeah, and Jack had brought up the 76ers about how it took so long for the process to actually start working.
Well, everybody was injured.
And honestly, like, that was the biggest thing was that it was – like, they didn't plan for it to take that long for it to turn around. It's just – it was kind of bad luck that it did. I'm not calling for a 4 or 5 year rebuilding effort.
No.
I'm talking about for next year and probably the year after that to where that's when you really – the young players are starting to see improvement with more experience. Like, right now it's about developing the players that you have, the young players that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, and this ain't Andy Reid and Jim Johnson's staff with John Harbaugh as the special teams coach. I say that to say we also got to take into consideration the coaching staff. This isn't a seasoned coaching staff that you 100% know they're going to be able to develop these guys and turn this into a winning culture. It's best that you get them off to a good start because they're going to be under – you want to see Nick Sirianni in a 2-15 season? You wonder what those press conferences are going to be like? Right? Yeah, you know what that's going to be like every week?
But, I mean, it proves the point even more. You have the youngest coaching staff in the league.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
So give them the youngest roster in the league, too, and let's see who survives. If Sirianni's a bad coach, whack him after a year or two as well.
John has lost his mind, man.
215-592-9494.
He's lost his mind.
Marks and Reese.
He don't ever want this to end. He want to whack the coach after 1 year and everything.
Well, we'll see. 215-592-9494. But just honestly, what is worth actually salvaging on this roster? And again, I know that I may be cutting off
this. My sanity. Our sanity. This fan base cannot take consecutive bad seasons.
You might be right, but you can't build your team based on that. And I know I might sound cold and callous when I say this, but like, and these were great Eagles players. They won a Super Bowl. But who's worth at this point saving that's going to be with you in 3, 4, 5 years? If there's not a player
nobody's going to be here in 4 years.
Exactly.
Well, Miles Sanders will be here.
Maybe not.
I don't know if he's going to be here.
Maybe not. You want to pay him? 215-592-9494. Build it the right way. Coming up next, we're going to give out the Levi for the best role player of the 2000s.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Is it Ike Reese? Is it a Super Bowl hero? We'll reveal the winner live on the show coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, guys, imagine going back to working out again with the hair that you've always wanted. That's right. Dr. Glatt and his team, not only are they open for business, I mean, they are open for business. So what are you waiting for? If you're still working from home, this is the perfect opportunity to get the procedure done, and no one will ever know that you've had it done. And I had the procedure done now going on 9 years. And the results are amazing. My hair looks fuller and thicker because it is fuller and thicker. You'd never know that I had the procedure done. And when you're talking about Dr. Glatt and his hair team, they have the most experience in hair restoration in the Philadelphia area. Most experience means most success, and that's the way it is for Dr. Glatt. So if you're thinning, do what I don't even know how many of my listeners over the years have done. Call Dr. Glatt. Ask him his hair team questions at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000. You can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com. Again, the number, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.